ABC News.
I'm Clive Hunton. Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital says staff are working extra shifts and longer hours to cope with a huge surge in demand. For children with less serious conditions, wait times have blown out to around 12 hours. This week's National Cabinet meeting has been postponed after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese tested positive for COVID for a second time this year. Prime Minister is isolating at Kirribilli and says he'll be working from home. It was meant to meet state and territory leaders on Wednesday, where a plan to contain rising power prices was set to be discussed. Australian women awarded a class action payout over failed pelvic mesh products will have to wait until at least February to find out how the money will be distributed. In September, around 11,000 women won an overall settlement of $300 million. The firm behind the class action, Shine Lawyers, is claiming about a third of the payout. Now, the federal court will consider making an order to allow other law firms an opportunity to put forward a cheaper plan. And more than 2,500 properties in Western Australia will soon have hydrogen blended into their natural gas supply. It's one of four hydrogen projects the state government set out to achieve by the end of this year. Another goal for the state, to have its first renewable hydrogen refuelling station for cars, is now complete. And briefly in business news, the maker of the iPhone says revenue fell more than 11% year on year because of production problems in China. Foxconn said revenue fell sharply due to coronavirus restrictions.